Let's think about how some of us do our job differently because of the pandemic. For some people, working remotely worked better, or simply we just adapted to the new way of doing things. Others desperately want to return to the office. Former editorial cartoonist for the Omaha World Herald, Jeff Kotterba, was sort of forced into making some changes while still drawing for the newspaper. He put down the pencils and paint and grabbed an iPad. But for over 31 years, he daily used paper and watercolor.
I drew something like 12,000 cartoons during my career there, and my mom clipped every single one of them.
When he made the switch, he seemed skeptical at first. Then he started liking it, and now he does most of his work on the tablet. His clothes don't have paint all over them anymore. After 31 years of working for the newspaper, they eliminated his position, and he found other ways to continue drawing. He also stops by KBNO sometimes and helps with the morning show. Now he's planning to sell all the paintings he has left. He is having a post-World Herald career exhibit, and he is selling his artwork. This might be the last exhibit of this kind that he will have.
I continue to appear in newspapers around the country with the support on Patreon. But again, this specific exhibit is geared toward cartoons I drew while at the World Herald. And there are also other cartoons that a lot of people haven't seen through the eyes of my dog character, Petey Sokol.
There will be a lot of national and international cartoons, and indeed many about Omaha and Nebraska. Kotterba likes to think of his artwork as Omaha's history. Two of his cartoons flew on board of the space shuttle Discovery, and he is very proud of his time at the World Herald.
I also contributed editorials and columns, and I did lots of other things there, but mainly I'm known for my cartoons.
If you would like to get your hands on a physical original drawing of pen and ink and watercolor, this is the last chance because Kotterba no longer produces his cartoons that way. All his work is saved on an iPad, which you can do a print by any means, but it does not compare.
So these, you will see the pencil lines and the eraser marks and the little mistakes I might have made and had to correct with whiteout.
Of the more than 12,000 drawings, perhaps he has a few hundred left, and they will be on this exhibition. He has painted many politicians as well as characters such as Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey. Kotterba says that also what makes this sale of his paintings special is that some of them include the whole set. Pencil sketch, ink drawing, and painted copy of that.
It's a little bit difficult to explain. You kind of have to see it in person, but it's really cool because you see the three stages. And now it looks sort of historic when I think about drawing iPad. But, you know, there you have these three physical, sketches, drawings in the process of putting it all together.
This exhibition sale begins this Thursday, August 4th, and ends this Sunday at Gallery 72 on 18th and Vinton Streets. This gallery is also known as Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery. Follow Kotterba on social media to stay informed about this one-time exhibit and sale of his artwork while at the Omaha World Herald. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.